Welcome to the Sugar You Podcast, a podcast hosted by Andrea Ayers. This podcast features episodes for Sugar CRM's admins who implement our sugar solutions to inform and excite them about all the sensational ways to help them become champions for success. In this episode, we're going to talk about, so what are team-based permissions again? You might have been told what team-based permissions were before, but have forgotten, or never really understood what they were to begin with, or how they work in sugar. To understand team-based permissions, we'll first need to make sure we all understand what teams and roles are. Teams have to do with record-level security, meaning they allow users to see records or not see them. If a record has a team assigned to it, the members of that team can see that record. Teams can be organized according to departments, geographical region, or whatever else best works for your organization. Commonly, customers will create teams that correspond with their existing territory structure or business center model, like the Southwest sales team or the European team. And a role deals with module and field level security. A role controls what access users in that role have access to certain modules. The type of access to the module, like can they see all the records in the module, or they can access the admin homepage, and what operations the user in that role can perform, like delete, edit, mass update, etc. And what access these users have to the fields in that module also. Roles are commonly based on organizational chart. So, for example, all the sales reps, for example, have the same role. They can do the same things within Sugar. They can see accounts, contacts, leads, opportunities, activities, removing the ability to delete, edit, import, export, mass update those modules, while a sales manager can see all the records in those modules, no matter what the team is, and they can delete, edit, and do mass update. Sugar uses the combination of these two to build a full picture of security permissions and access control for users. So now let's add another ingredient to the mix, team-based permissions. This feature was introduced based on customer request. Team-based permissions use users, teams, and roles. Team-based permissions, or record-level permissions, as it's also called, allow admins to extend the purpose of teams to control who can perform certain operations, like edit and delete on a record. When enabled, a regular user can use the records team field to grant access, such as viewing, editing, exporting, importing, and deleting permissions to a specific user or group of users. In order for team-based permissions to work in your instance, you as the admin need to enable them from the admin homepage, configure roles with users that have additional operation permissions. This means assigning users to the role with owner and selected team access, and add the team to the record with the users in the previous role. Here's an example of why you'd want to use team-based permissions. Let's say your organization is working on a big sales deal. A large team of folks are going to be working on the deal and need extra access to the Anderson Appliance Store account record. You have a sales rep, her manager, technical account manager, customer success manager, implementation or PS consultant, and VP of sales on the Anderson Appliance Store team. You'd enable team-based permissions for accounts, create a role, maybe call it account sales group, with the users of that group with access to edit and view the account record view. You would need to have selected owner and selected team as the configuration option for the edit and record view. Create a team or use an existing team and add it to the Anderson Appliance Store account. And this is the important part. Click the lock icon right beside the team to open up the permissions for that specific team. Then only the owner assigned to the record and the users in the account sales group role with the team assigned to the record with the unlocked icon will be able to edit and view that record. Use the admin guide link in the show notes to help you set up the team-based permissions and the help article in the show notes to walk you through several team-based permission scenarios that will help you see how the selected team can perform more operations on the record. Here are a few extra tips about team-based permissions. If after you set up the role and add the team to the record, and the lock icon is not one of the icons beside the team field, perform a quick repair and rebuild and refresh your browser's cache. Team-based permissions don't have an effect in Sugar until users have been assigned the role that are configured with owner and selected team access. Legacy modules also support team-based permissions, but use a checkbox label selected next to the team field to indicate whether or not the team members have extra access to that record. For more information on how users can add team-based permissions to records, please refer to the show notes link in the user interface documentation. If you have any other questions about team-based permissions, please contact Sugar CRM support team at support@sugarcrm.com. I hope this episode was helpful. Stay tuned here for the next episode of the Sugar U podcast for admins, and stay sugar sweet.